It was just a plain old road, and there wasn't too many gravel roads back them days until the state started graveling and the roads, but most of them was just plain roads beat out through the woods from one place to the other. And back years ago, they weren't even graded. In other words, they would get impassable. In fact, some of them get impassable for a wagon. And they weren't even graded by a lot of them. The main roads might be, but years ago, if the place got bad enough, well, they'd go in there with poles and runway it, and which here 4 years ago, I can show anybody some of the old poles and runways that was put in there years ago, because the police jurors kept blading the roads down so flat till all of the road beds gone and the water's running down the center of the roads. Now, this day and time, now, with all the modern equipment.
Yeah.
And,
first you had what? You had just regular?
You just had a dirt road.
Dirt
that
road?
That wasn't maintained or anything.
Then you got gravel and?
Well, then you got a road that had ditches or was shaped. And then you begin to get gravel roads.
Mm-hmm.
And then later years, the black types and concrete.
But it wasn't nothing to come to a road sometimes and there'd be a log across it,
sir.
They were.
Trees fall across it, have to go around it, or tear axe where you have all the time if you was in a wagon, or you could chop a tree out of the way.
You'd get a horse and tie a rope to the log and you'd say,
drag him out of the way.
Yeah.
Drag it out of the way.
Just to do that much?
Not a whole lot. Very, very seldom.
Okay. You say we did what? We tied a rope to the log and we
drag it out into the woods, out of the road.
Yeah. Now, Wes told me he can remember when there were times here that there were just, trails back through the woods.
They still some. Well, was they still roads that's not maintained by parish motor patrol or anything. They roads that's not maintained at all.
I know that for. Have you been to Mr. West House?
Yeah.
I know that for a fact.
I carried him butane since 1950. I carried him butane from 1950 up to 58.
Yeah.
I've been there lots of times.
You know the roads.
There's very few places I haven't been in Vernon Parish. I worked with three different butane companies. And then I also worked with Moses Fenson on his company for 11 years. So there's very few houses I haven't gone to at one time or another in Vernon Parish.
How would you say the roads are around here?
Some of them is good, and some of them is very poor.
Yeah. Now most of the main roads around here are what type they're?
Most of the main roads are blacktop.
Blacktop, okay. They're made out of what?
Asphalt, gravel.
Tar.
Sealed with oil and tar and gravel.
Okay, all right. Now, speaking about roads, what would you call maybe a little road that went off from the main road? That was a...
Side road, or...
Side road, okay.
Or cross country road or dirt road.
Okay.
That left the main highway.
All right, and it would go back to somebody's property maybe?
Property or to a field or a farm or
to a bunch of little. Now, a road like this that I came up to get to your house, that would be a little
it'd just be more or less a driveway or a private road, or in other words it dead ends here at my house.
All right. A what?
Lane.
Okay.
That's usually why a road, especially a road that's fenced on both sides, is called a lane.
Okay.